Thursday night Shmaitzer Shir, the second Shir. First year, we discussed Safek. I don't want to go over it again. Listen to the tape. We discussed the legal status of Safek, that it's a legal status, and what is required to make it a legal status, even though it's really only Chisaron Yediya, to make it a reality that exists. You need certain conditions, that it should be called a Safek, that it should be the Matzot. You have Chazir, okay, you have Chazir. You have Kosher meat, you have Kosher meat. Is there such a thing as Safek Chazir? Like, Mechtesid is such a thing. Why should there be such a thing? No such thing as Safek Chazir, L'chora. But we said, yes, for there to be a din of Safek Yeraisa L'chumra, or L'kula for that matter, that means that Safek has to exist as a reality. But why should Safek exist as a reality? Although we said there is a case in Kiddushin of Mekadesh Achas Mi Beis Achoyos, which is like a Pella that it's Chal. Pella that it's Chal, because what's Chal? So what's Chal is one out of you two are Mekudeshes. That's what's Chal. So it's a Pella, you can have such a Chalois. But, so there, you say, okay, the Safek is a reality. Once there's such a Chalois as one of you two, then the Safek is a reality, because one of you two, and you don't know which one. I would say even Hashem doesn't know which one, but I don't want to get him started. I don't know if Hashem knows which one. The Safek is a reality. The reality is one out of the two. I don't think it's possible. There is no Vadai. It's not a Safek Vadai. It's a, Rav Abba used to call it, it's not a Safek Vadai, it's a Vadai Safek. It's a Vadai Safek. And it's possible that Bein HaShmoshes is that way, and it's possible. And it's possible that a Kui is that way, a Kvi, a Kui. There the Safek extends to how you pronounce its name. I don't want to go into that. Bein HaShmoshes is a very complicated sugya. What is the Safek there? Is it a Safek in Din, or is it a Safek in Metzius? Is there a time that's called Bein HaShmoshes, and the Safek, Yom Safek Laila, is a Safek of what halachic status it has? Or is it a Safek Yom Safek Laila, in the reality of what it is? And there is no such thing as Bein HaShmoshes, so to speak. It's just a Safek. Or maybe it's like Achas Mi Beis Achoyos, which is a Vadai Dika Safek. Okay, we're not going to go there. We just talked about that Safek is a reality. Most fakers are not Achas Mi Beis Achoyos. Most fakers are, because I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see, so I don't know. What happens if my brains don't know, or if my eyes can't see? It's a Chisaron Yediya, it's called. So we said, at some point, the lack of Yediya, although it's only in me, not in the thing, and you have no right to call that thing Safek Chazir. It's not Safek Chazir. You're Safek, not it. It knows what it is. But at some point on the spectrum, the Chisaron Yediya becomes either very pervasive or unknowable or even just hard to know. Some Achronim and Yeredeya talk about Koshe Levarer. It's hard to be Mavarer. It's impossible to be Mavarer. Nobody knows. Everybody has the Chisaron Yediya. At some point, it morphs into that's the matzav. It's Safek Chazir. Like so many people don't know, or it's such a strong Safek that it's impossible to clarify. Okay, so that was point one of the last year. And point two was that L'chumra and L'kula are very specific dinim. They're not eitzes. The Torah is not giving you eitzes. You can always be machmir if you want. You want a good shidduch for your daughter, you're always going to be machmir. Right? You know? So, but the chumra is a din, that you have to go to chumra. So they say, well, that din could, many possibilities for that din. If you don't listen to that din, are you violating the isser of Don Itchazer? Or are you only violating the din that you have to go to chumra? And you didn't go to chumra. But you didn't violate necessarily Loitaychel Chazir. Let's say it's not Chazir and you violated the din. Let's say it is Chazir and you violated the din. Let's say the din is you go Lakula and it turns out to be Chazir. So did you do anything wrong? Or you say, no, I followed the din. So that's also a din. So we'll see about that din. These are all things that are discussed at length, by the way, in Rav Shimon. The Shmaita does not talk about these things. We're going to hopefully extract from the Shmaita's rayas and from the Gemaras he brings down and from what he sees in the Gemaras and the Rishonim, hopefully we'll be able to extract these things, these more more conceptual shilas. If you want to learn the conceptual shilas, so Rav Shimon and Shari Yosher and Shar Aleph, I'd say the Shari Yosher is patterned after the Shmaitza. So Shar Aleph is about Sfeikus. So Rav Shimon already talks about all these conceptual inyanim, besides discussing the particular Rishonim and Achronim that the Shmaitza brings down. He discusses the concept of Lachumra, the concept of Lakula. Everybody knows the poison marshal, right? If you have a subject of something's poison, you're not going to eat it. Is that the Din Lachumra? Hey, it might be poison. How could there be a Din Lakula? Okay. So now we're going to start Shmaitza Aleph. And it's very, I'm not sure how to attack this. We're going to have to feel our way as we go along. Because there's the Shmaitza. And then there's all the Horus on the Shmaitza. So we'll have to feel our way. Maybe we'll learn a Perek at a time. And then we'll go back over the Perek with all the Horus and Kashas and Terutzim that are on the Shmaitza, or that we have on the Shmaitza. The Makoros will learn, I'll speak about as we learn the Shmaitza. If you, you know, if I don't, if you want to prepare it beforehand, that would be wonderful. I'm sure my explanation won't be so good, so you'll have to know it beforehand. So let's keep, we're going to feel our way. We're going to have to figure out what to do. But in the beginning, let's keep questions to a minimum till the second time around. In other words, we'll learn the Perek. We'll learn a parak at a time, and then we'll go back over the parak, and then we'll open the floor for discussions. So I don't have to worry about ever getting to Shmaitza base. Yeah, okay. Shmaitza Aleph. Okay. Naktinon Sveika Dereisa Lechumra. That is a very din. It's brought down all over. It's a very famous din. Sveika Dereisa Lechumra. So, but these are heavy words. Sveika, we just had a whole discussion what the word Sufek means. Deraisa, we know what it means. Not always, but usually we know what Deraisa means. And Lechumra, we just said also is a Shaila, but we'll see as we learn it. Vedas HaRambam B'chibur HaGadol B'kama Makomos. So again, we're not going to go into the Rambams and what the Rambam says and what the Rambam implies. We're just learn through the Shmaitza, then we're going to go back over it and elaborate. Hope that if that doesn't work, then we won't do it anymore. We'll just elaborate the first time around, and there won't be a second time around. V'daz haramam b'chibur ha'agodol b'kama makomos da'enu l'chumra l'medivrei sofrim. V'dvar Torah kol ha'sveik ha'sharia. The Rambam Shita is that sofek d'yoraisa l'chumra is only a din d'rabbonon. But m'd'yoraisa you can go lakula. And again, like, what does it mean you can go lakula? You can ignore the possibility that it's chazer. You can ignore it. Okay, maybe that's the din. Would you need a pasuk for that? Where do you learn it out from? What does Svara tell you? I think in our logic we would say lachumra, but it wouldn't be a din in our logic. It would just be the better part of caution. Like, you're not going to do it. You're not going to play Russian roulette. Okay. V'chein das harayvid. V'haran, v'harashba, cholkim b'zeh, v'hochichu, they prove from a lot of Gemaras, the zeh she'omru sfeika deraisa l'chumra is minatorahu. So sfeika deraisa l'chumra, and we seem to have a machlokes rishonim whether what it is midiraisa. V'aprichadish b'yaredeya herech b'zeh, ayin shom simon kuf yud, and we're not going to go through the prichadish, but these Mar Makoimus form we have actually the prichadish printed, if you're interested in going through the Prechadish. Okay, but the Shmaitza focuses on three points that the Prechadish makes. Okay, Mashagodel HaPrechadish Zal. Now there's a din of Sofek Tumah. Sofek Tumah has unique dinim. And again, Sofek Tumah, the equivalent of a drawer to Mamoina, we said. It's a Suffolk. The Matzav is a Matzav of Suffolk. The Suffolk is not just here, but it has morphed into the reality of the world. It's a Suffolk Tumah. So there's a din that Suffolk Tumah Bishus Ayochid Sveiko Tameh. It's ostensibly learnt out from Sota, which is a Suffolk Sota, where we don't know if she was Nivel or not. And okay, I don't want to, like, you know, we either assume she was Nivel, we have to be Klesha she was Nivel, or we make believe she was Nivel, whatever it is, she's Osir. And Suffolk Tumah Bishus HaRabim is Tahor. So the Prichoder says, well, if there's a din Suffolk Tumah Bishus HaRabim Sveikot Tahor, so that would seem to indicate that Suffolk Derai Skula, that the Rambam's right. The Rambam's trying to decide who's right here. The Prichoder's trying to decide. A Suffolk Tumah is a guy, there's a dead frog and a dead one of the eight Shrotzim that it says. And he touched one of them, he doesn't know which one he touched. So that's a Suffolk Tumah. So if that happened in Rishus HaRabim, outside here on the street, the din is you can assume you're Tohar. And if it happened in Rishus HaYochid, like the Beis Medrash Night Seder, Rishus HaYochid, so it's Sveiko Tomei. What? We're going to see. We're taking baby steps now, Mamish. Mamish baby steps. Let's learn the Shmaitzah. So the din of that's yeah. We're going to learn everything. The Shmaitzah is going to. It's a shaila. It's Cheskos Tyrov, the Xeris Hakosov. That's it's all going to come out. So the Prichadosh says. Points to the din of Suffolk Tumah Bishus HaRabim Sveiko Tohar. And he says, why doesn't that prove that Suffolk Deraisa Lakula? You assume the person's Tohar. You're going Lakula. Nobody says, I mean, again, you have to, this is going to come up. Like, if you touched the Sheretz, you really Tomei, right? Nobody, I don't think, will suggest, maybe yeah, maybe there will be Shitas, that Suffolk Tumah, since, again, Suffolk Tumah has to be a reality, a legal reality. Even if it's not a Bepoil reality, like Mekadesh Achas Mibeis Achoyos, we said, is a reality Suffolk. It really is a Suffolk.
Would you actually consider that a state of being, like we were learning?
Achas Mibeis Achoyos is definitely the Suffolk as a state of being. I'm saying a bigger Chiddush. That is a state of being, Suffolk. I'm saying every time we talk about Suffolk having a din, so al-karchach, the Suffolk is a state of being. It's just it might not be a reality-based state of being, like achas mibeis achoyos, where that's the reality, it's a Suffolk. It might be a legal state, where you have two animals here, dead. One's Tohar, one's Tomei. The frog is Tohar. The whatever it is. Thank you. So he touched one and now he doesn't know which touch. And it's a close call and nobody knows. It's impossible to figure out which one he touched. So that has the legal status of a reality. Now, no one says that if he touched the Tomei one, he's actually Tohar. I hope not. I mean, we're going to see. Maybe it'll be such a shita. No, maybe not. Maybe because by Suffolk Mamzer it is like that. We'll see. That you're actually tar as if, because once you say that what's the name of the animal? Give me.
Chomet.
Chomet. Tinshomet. That the Chomet, nobody says, again, it's a Suffolk Nagia. So, it's very hard to imagine that someone's going to learn that a Suffolk Negia doesn't make you Tomei, even if you touched it. It's not Miskabel to us.
No.
It's not Miskabel. There might be such a Shita. There might be such a... You're wrong, but we'll see why you're wrong. But there might be... We're going to see about... The Shmaitzer doesn't even learn that Suffolk Mamzer is that way. And that's the closest to being that way. That even on the tzad that it's a mamzer, it's mutter. Even on that tzad, because it's a mitzias, to say that, you certainly have to say it's Suffolk mamzer, is a mitzias. Anyway, it's not the pshat. It's not miskabel that even if you touch the tummy one, it push, it doesn't make you tummy, because it's only a suffix negia. It's not miskabel. What's miskabel is that you assume you didn't touch it. You go lakula. You make an assumption. You're allowed to make an assumption.
Even according to what he's saying here, in Rishus HaRabim, it's Tahor, and Rishus HaYachid.
Well, we're going to go through all that. So the Pri Chodesh at first says, well, why don't we learn out from Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tahor, that Sofik Geraisa is lakula, which is the Rambam. Even though, again, Sofik Geraisa is definitely the Chumrah, bottom line, but we're always going to be talking about the Rambam Shita that Midyaraisa, it's lakula. So we're going to be bringing Rayas back and forth, whether Sofik Geraisa is lakula or lachumra, although the bottom line is always that it's lachumra, because midrabanan it's always lachumra. So the Pri Chodesh says, why don't you bring a raya from Sofik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sfeiko Tahor, that we go lakula? She says, Leka lemeidek minei, says the Pri Chodesh, Kisvaras HaRambam, the Ika lemeimar, the Shiny Hosam, the Islech Cheskos Torah, v'hamidenu al Cheskoso. Lachora, the classic case, like I just told you, the person has what's called a chazaka. You see, Sofik Deraisa Lechumra, Sofik Deraisa Lekula is, what do you do when there's a Sofik? But then the Torah gives us ways of determining either what to do, or how to be Mavara the Sofik, what assumptions to make, even if it falls short of Yediyah. The two most famous ones, Yediyah is Yediyah. Yediyah means you know. But the two most famous avenues of making assumptions without Yediyah is Rov and Chazaka. They direct you what to do. Of course, there's differences between Rov and Chazaka, and we'll be learning in Shmaitza Beis, and Shmaitza Gimel, and Shmaitza Dalet about Rov and Chazaka. And even within Rov, there's Ruba de Lesser come on and Ruba de Isa come on, and they work in very different ways. But Al Kaponim, that's not a dinner, that's a way of that's telling you what side of the Safek to take on. Again, I'm using the word very, very loosely to take on, because there's like 4, 5, 6, 7 possible subtleties in what does it mean to take on. But it's not the din of Safek, Lechumra, Lekula. It's a way of clarifying the Safek, assuming the Safek, naming on the Safek, being knowing a certain way, right? So the Brichadar says, your classic case of Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sfeik Otor has Chazaka, as the person has a Cheskos Taira, right? So there's Chazaka there. You can't bring any proof from there. Okay. Says the Prichadish further, Vagam Lekala Meima the Tikshile La Rambam, what you said the other way, Misofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid Sfeik Otomei, Ta'af Ladas HaRashba, even according to the Rashba, who held Sofik Deraisa L'chumra, Tikshi, you can ask the question, Krogabi Tumalomali. L'maiza, that's for sure, that Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid Sfeik Otomei is learnt out from Apostle, is learnt out from Sota. So what do you need a pasuk for? Now, okay, we're going to see when we come back and learn it the second time around. It's possible the Rashba has, there's indications in the Rashba that you learn out from there. That's the Rashba source. That's Sofik Deraisa Lechumra. It's Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid Sfeik Otomei. It could be. But the Pri Chodesh says that even according to the Rashba, it's shver, because what do you need a pasuk for? Ella Itzrich, you need the pasuk. The Lotema Ukia Cheskoso Vitaru, because you're really talking about a person that has a Cheskos Taira. So the Zeres HaKosov is to negate the Chazaka and to say Sfeiko Tomei in Rishus HaYachid. Kamashlon Davik Zeres HaKosov, the Aftika Cheskos Taira Rishus HaYachid Tomei. So that's according to the Rashba. VMK Gamladas HaRambam. Avogav, without the inyan of Chazaka, we'll just say, Avogav the Kol Sofik Shar Yerachmano, even though the Rambam holds Sofik Deraisa Lekula, but Ocha Gambi Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid, having Zeres HaKosov the Sofik Tomei. So, in other words, you have to say that Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid Sfeiko Tomei is a unique din that you can't extrapolate from, because even according to the Rashba, you don't extrapolate from there. Because that tells me Sfeiko Tomei, even against the Chazaka, even against the Cheskos Taira. So Al Karcha Chitzel Sakosov, says the Pri Chodesh, and therefore you can't learn out from there to the din of Sofik Deraisa Lechumra. Okay, point 3 that the Pri Chodesh makes, V'kashalach ha'nelef misota shasura misafek. That's already... Yeah. Lo tikshi. Now there also maybe you could say it's Xeris HaKosov, which also has a chazakah. And you see you're going against the chazakah. But the Shmaitzik, the Prichadish gives a different teretz. Lo tikshi, the shiny hosom deraglayim ledover. That's not a suffix ashakul. When we talk about a suffix, we talk about basically a 50-50 suffix. Maybe a 60-40, you know, as long as you're in the ballpark. Maybe even 70-30. There's no hard and fast rules. As long as there's a suffix, very hard to define, really. When it would be a suffix, let's make believe it's 25% chance is a suffix. What? Yeah. So, Reglayim L'dover just says it's not a suffix ashakul. Yeah, not a suffix ashakul. That's a pre-chadish. Right. This is the pre-chadish. The pre-chadish makes he makes a lot of points. The Shmaitzer brings down 3 points from the pre-chadish. You can't learn out from suffix tumah b'shus harabim that suffix, which the din is tohar, that suffix d'oraisa l'kula, with your eyes, of course, because there is a cheskus taira. That's what the classic case seems to be, where the chazaka is paskening the din, not a din of suffik deraisa lekula. You can't bring a din the other way, that you go lechumra because suffik tuma b'shus or yachetz feiko tome, because that's xeris hakosav. It's unique. You can't learn out from there a raya that it's unique. Is that even according to the Rashba, you have to say it's unique? Because according to the Rashba, they don't call it Terekula, Sovik Deraisa Lechumra. But the din of Sovik Tum, Bishos Yachat Veiko Tome, is still unique. Al Karchach, because it's going against the Chazaka. And if it's going against the Chazaka and still it's Tome, so it's a unique din. And therefore, even according to the Rambam, we can say it's a unique din. So that's all. So that takes care of that. And the third question of the Prichadish is, what about Safek Saita, that it's Osur? So there he gives a teretz, it's Raglayim L'dover. It's not a Safek Ashokul. Vine, we're going to learn, we're going to come back, there's a lot to discuss here. But first let's learn the Shmaitz's points on the Prichadish's points. V'nei Mashikadav HaPrichadish L'misafek Tumah B'shus Rabam Lekol HaMeilaf, you can't learn out. The shiny hustle, Dika Cheskus Taira, Shmaita says, not true. Mavur Bechama Makanis Bishas, the Bishus Harabim Sveikol Tohar, Avogad the Leka Cheskus Taira. There are cases, Mavur Betoises Reish Nida, where you say, we won't go into it now, maybe the second time around we will, maybe. But it's Mavur and Toises Reish Nida, Verkama Dechulin, that the din, of Sovik Tumah B'shus HaRabim is even when there's no Cheskus Taira. So you go, whoop, wait. That cuts out the whole Prichadish's point. Ella, but the Shmaitz immediately says, I totally agree that you cannot learn out from there. The Xeris HaKosov Hu B'tumah L'Tayir B'shus HaRabim. V'ein L'meidin Isser Mitumah. That's a rule, that is a rule. The Gemara says it also. The Prichadish himself said it by the second thing. The Shmaitzer didn't bring it down. That you don't learn out by Safik Tumah B'shus HaYachetz Feikol Tomei to call it Terekula, because Isser Mitumah Lo Yalfina. So the Shmaitzer uses it in the first point, that Safik Tumah B'shus HaRabim Feikol Tohar, even without a Cheskus Taira, because it's Xeris because you learn out that it's Tohar, you would have to know what the Limud is now. Until now we didn't think you needed a limud. Now all of a sudden we certainly do need a limud, but it's Torah even if there's no Cheskus Taira. And it's Xeris HaKosav Hu B'tumah L'Tayir B'shus HaRabim Bein L'meidin Isser Mitumah. Right, you can't learn out. What?
Where does the Torah talk about?
It doesn't. We again, if Safek Tumah B'shus HaRabim Sfeikol Tohor, even without a chazaka, yeah, then you need a pasuk. Then you have to figure out where that pasuk is that teaches you that din. But if it's Torah, even without a cheskus taira, yeah, but he's not telling us where or what. It's the question is if it's implied in Sota. We're going to see. Again, the reason I think Tumah is more instructive than Isser, because we think of Isser as a din. So like you say, okay, the din is that it's mutter. But Tumah, like, if you touch the Tumah, you become Tameh. It's like, what do you mean Tahor? Maybe the guy's Tameh. You're telling me he can walk into the base of Mikdash, he can do anything, right? The guy might be Tahor. The guy might be Tameh. What do you mean? So, it's really very, it must mean, you know, you're allowed to assume it's Tahor. To say that, the Torah could be saying, don't care. Like, is the din saying, don't give a darn? Just go
this
live your life?
What part of the Kohanim?
Everybody.
All of these, there's tremendous implication if we find out later.
Yeah. Right.
It depends on which.
Okay. So the point one, that's point one. Point two of the Shemaitza on the Prichadosh, Umashikosa v'chem yisovik tumi b'shus ha-yochid lo'i tikshi lo'arambam, v'lav v'chi lo'i kosher. V'avok havdu kol ha-sfekos min ha-torah mutar. So again, Gabi Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochid, Eino Mishum Sofik, Ela Akosov Asa'o Bishus Hayochid, L'Sofik Kavadai. That's a whole nother din. Sofik Kavadai. What that seems to mean is, although it's very not Poshet, again, it's like in the coming weeks, until we wade through all of these things, it's going to take time. We're just getting thrown at all these concepts now in the very, very beginning. Safek Kavadai seems to mean, on the superficial level, even though it's not a superficial concept, but on the superficial level it seems to mean that it's Asur. Safek Sot is Asur. And even if she was not Mezaneh, and the husband was Boil Ha, that's the Isur, it's Asur. He did an Aveira. Even on the Tzad that she was not Mezaneh, he did an Aveira. Just like the Torah said, Chaz is Asur. Or Sait is Asur. So the Torah said Safek Sait is also Asur. That's called Safek Kavadai. That's the simple, superficial understanding of Safek Kavadai. That it's Asur. That means it doesn't deal with the Tzadim. I'm going to start introducing like Lomdish ideas. If you say Safek Kavadai means Safek Sait is Asur, that means Safek Sait has her own din. That means when the Torah is not telling you to assume the tzad that she was nival, it's like it's ignoring the tzadim. The tzadim just create the reality called Safek Saita. But now we don't care about the tzadim anymore. Safek Saita has a din in the Torah. You look it up on the table of contents. Just like Chazer has a din, and Sota has a din, and Shabbos has a din. So Safek Sota has a din. Safek l'chumra, the pashtus means that you assume the tzad of chumra, and if it turns out you were wrong, you didn't do anything wrong. Maybe you violated the din to go l'chumra, but you didn't do anything wrong in the sense of eating chazer. But if you say safek sota is asur, and you take on the superficial meaning, if you take on the superficial meaning, then you did something wrong, even if it turns out she was not Mazana.
Not just because of the din, but because she was this Safek Sota.
Right, because she was a Safek Sota, that's awesome. But we'll see, virtually all of Yishonim and Yevomis do not learn like that. But they learn because you see it's not a lav, it's only an asay. Okay. So point number two was, what does the Rambam have to say about Safek Tumah Bishus HaYochid? So the Prichadosh said, he says that it's a special Gzeres HaKosov, which you're forced to say according to the Rashba as well. The Shmaitzer doesn't like that. The Shmaitzer says that the reason is because that's a different din. That's not a din of Safek Deraisa L'Chumer at all. That's a din of Safek Kavadai. Say what carbon do you bring? Let's say you become Safek Tumah Bishus HaYochid. Do you bring an Asham Vadai? Do you bring an Asham Taloy, or do you bring a Chatas? Right? You had your case of Safek Tumah Bishus HaYochid. And then you very merrily skipped into the Beis HaMikdash, which is a chorus. So do you bring an Oshem Taloi because maybe you did a Chiyuv Karas? Or do you bring a Chatos because something to it, because a Yochid is something Kavadai? So that's not clear. We're going to learn that it's very not clear. Not Poshim. Because it depends, obviously, it depends what something Kavadai means. Okay.
The Saita herself is no question. She doesn't have Misa. The Saita herself.
Well, the standard case of Sota is no Eidim. So you're not going to be giving her Misa anyway. What we're talking about is she becomes Usr Labaila, and will you give the Baal Malkus if he was Boyalha? But you don't. Even if Sota Safi Kavada, you don't give him Malkus. Why? Because it's too early to say why. But the answer lies in understanding what Sofi Kavadai means. Obviously, if it meant, I hope obviously, if it meant assume, you should assume that she was Mazana, then Lachori you would give Malkus. Just like by every Chazok and Rov, which says to assume a Tzad, even though the Shmaitzer will talk about what I'm about to say, but the pashtus is when Chazokah or Rov tilt a Safek, you'll get Misa for that tilt, the pashtus. You see, the Shmaitzer really discussed it. I should not say it as a double pashtus. The Shmaitzer will talk about if the tilt of Chazokah or Rov is enough of a tilt to make you be Mechuyev Misa if you went ahead and violated it. Well, bring that Mustabra. You would bring an Oshem Toli then. Yeah, you would bring an Oshem Toli. I think that's a stira. Okay, third point of the Prechadish. Again, first point of the Prechadish was you can't learn out from Sofik Tumah, which is Harab Nesheikotar. You can't learn out from there that Sofik is Lakula because it's a Chazaka. Shmaitzel says that's not true. Many we've shown him around Shas say it's Torah even without a Chazaka. But the reason is it's Xeris HaKosov, and you don't learn out Isser from Tumah. Point two of the Prechadish was you can't bring a Raya to the other Rishonim from Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid that Sveiko Tomei, because that says also it's Xeris HaKosov and Isser Mitumah Loy Alfinon, and he just puts in that Knech, the Prechadish, that even according to the Rashba, you have to say it's Xeris HaKosov, because you're negating the Cheskos Taira, the guy. So Al-Kochach is a special Xeris HaKosov, and you don't extrapolate from there because Issum Mitumah Loy Alfinon. The second, right? So the Shmaitzer's point to that was anyway, it's not Shver, because that's a special din of Sofik Kavadai. And that you're not learning out to call it Terekula. Okay. What? Oh, we're going to be learning about that now also. Meanwhile, we're talking about Tumah. We're not talking about Saita. Meanwhile, we're talking about Tumah. We're not talking about Saita. Now we're going to start talking about Saita. That's in the next paragraph. If you have patience for one more paragraph, your eyes will light up. It will become clear. You look skeptical. I can't promise you because I don't know. Maybe you'll fall asleep. But if you listen to the next paragraph, listen to one more paragraph, please. I'm begging you. The Prechadish's third point that let's learn out Sota is an Isser, it's not Tumah, it's Isser. And let's learn out from there that Sota Geraisa Lachumra. We know that the case of Sota is that she's also Labaila. The shiny Sota Draglayim Ladover. That's the Prechadish's answer. Well, if he Dvor of Tikshi, something doesn't make sense, says the Shmaitzer. The Cholas Fekish and Tmeim Bishus Ayachid, the Kulan Misaita Labadu, the Isa Bishas. You learn the rule of Sofik Tumah Bishus Ayachid Fekotomi is learned out from Sota. The Echi Motzi Lamel of Misota, keeping the Shamar Glayim Ladover. Very good question. We have to see if there's an answer to that. Ella, says the Shmaitzer. The Lahokin Loyalfina Misota, that Sofik Dereis of the Chumra. The Hasam Zeres HaKosov B'Tumah. The Issa B'Tumah Lo Yalfinon. And this is because Sota is considered Tumah. The Lashon HaPosuk by Sota is V'Nitma'ah, that the Issa of the Sota is called Tumah, and that's the whole reason. It's weird, that's the whole reason why we extrapolate from Sota to Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, because sota is called tumah. The issa labayla, I mean, this is already more philosophical. It's you are metame something pure, something holy. You defiled it. It's not stam also. Chazer doesn't defile anything. Chazer's also, right? You shecht an animal improperly. It's an avela, or maybe it's a trefa. So you didn't defile anything. But the woman that's mezanem becomes also a baila. So she was poshut metame something holy. She went to something and she made it tame. She made it spiritually impure. So it's called tumah, and we take the Torah's wording very seriously, and we compare it to tumah, and therefore we extrapolate from there. That's why tumah v'shus hayachid sfeiko tumah, because the sota pashtus took place in the v'shus hayachid. There was stira; she secluded herself with the guy. If to be warned not to, so the meila, it's called sfeiko tumah v'shus hayachid sfeiko tumah. So the Shmaitzer's point is that so much do we take the description of tumah by sota seriously. He says, well, of course we take it seriously, he says. You learn out from there something tumah b'shul sayachat seiko tameh. Like, that's pretty serious. But anyway, we take it so seriously that we apply the rule of isser mitumah le'alfinan. That's like a shtickle weird, but that's what the Shmaitzer says. That we the rule of isser mitumah le'alfinan, we apply that to sota. That sota is called tumah. So you can't learn out from sota because isser mitumah le'alfinan. Okay, I mean, he could have answered that it's safek kavadai, because that's the same answer he gave by safek tumah b'shul sayachid, and that has its whole source from safek sota. So sota is, of course, safek kavadai. What? Yeah, it's mi tumah b'alfina.
Except that he's saying sota's tumah, which is not what we would have thought.
Okay. We'll see. But because of the Rambam's Lashon and Perek Zayin and others Hatumah is the Safek Mutter, Ki Hechi the Safek Tohor B'Shus HaRabim. Mizem B'Farshik Tzas Mikamoy Das HaRambam, Yisvirulei Safek Men HaTayra Mutter B'Shum D'Yolof Lo B'Shus HaRabim. But that's Taka the Rambam's source. Abu Gabdu Isser Mitumah. So even though according to what we're saying now, you can't extrapolate from there anything to anything in the Torah of Isser. It's Bora Slain the Lakama Paragid Dalit. So like in another week of Isser Shembly Nether, you have the Paragid Dalit. Okay, we'll stop here. I don't know. We'll have to decide. We'll just have to play it by ear. Oh boy, I didn't realize the first Parag so long. Maybe, we'll stop at a certain point. We'll do half the Parag. Then we'll go back and discuss. Now, okay, Mr. Shem, Sunday night. I have to stop recapping in the beginning of this year. It takes too much time.
Tonight it was good. People first night. Yeah.